The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And Henry McKean is going to be reporting later this hour on blue M&M's, mac and cheese, Taylor Swift and other celebrity riders, the things that celebrities demand when they appear at a venue. Sinead Ryan is the presenter of the home show here on News Talk. Sinead, what's your celebrity rider? What do you demand?
I demanded a cup of water.
Oh yeah, so well we gave
I'm,
you the
I'm
cup,
a cheap date.
But we haven't given you the water yet.
Yes, I'm afraid I think that's as far as I'd get.
So listen, you're not here to reveal the details of your celebrity rider. Instead, to answer questions.
If
people have questions about flight cancellations and your entitlements, if your flights are cancelled or your flights are rerouted or your flights are moved to a different day, whatever it happens to be it in the context of this Aer Lingus industry at action or indeed any time this type of thing happens, 087 1400 106. Get them in as quickly as you can. So 087 1400 106. So where do people start with this?
Yeah, like this is a kind of a good news, bad news type of consumer rights issue, because on one hand, the rights of air passengers are extremely strong. They're enshrined in EU law. They're enshrined in American law as well and many other countries. So it's really good. Everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing and everybody knows what's available. The bad news is that really your contract with an airline is to get you from A to B, hopefully at the time you booked.
Okay.
So anything
hopefully.
Outside,
hopefully he's doing a lot of heavy lifting there now.
It sure is. Because they have to take account, even when there's no strike on, of weather, of delays, of, you know, mechanical issues and all the other stuff that goes into running a busy airport. So their contract is to get you from A to B. If they go too far outside the corners of that contract, then you may have additional redress or things you can look for or anything from a cup of coffee to money. But really, their job is quite confined. So when they cancel a flight or delay a flight or reroute a flight or something goes wrong, they have broken the contract, but to the extent only of what they had originally agreed to do for you. So there are two elements that I always try to remind people. The first is what I call the three R's.
Okay.
Okay. So where a flight is cancelled outright, you have three options available to you. And the options are at your choice, not the airlines. Okay. They must offer all three.
Okay.
The first is they reroute you on the next available flight to that destination. That doesn't have to be Aer Lingus. So they might have to go buying other flights.
Your Dublin to London flight is cancelled this morning.
Yeah.
There's a ton of other Dublin to London flights throughout the day.
Yeah.
Loads of different operators.
So option number one is they'll get you on the next available flight, like regardless of who's operating it. Okay, now they don't like to spend the money. They certainly don't like to give it to Michael O'Leary. So, you know, they might push back on that. So that's option one. Your option two is the second door. That's rerouting at a whole different time. In other words, you'll say, do you know what? Forget this trip. I'll go in October.
Right, okay.
And you can take that option to move your ticket to another time. Okay. The third option, the third R, is a refund. Now, that's just your money back for that leg of the journey. It doesn't include the hotel you missed, the concert you missed, your food. It doesn't cover your fare home, nothing like that. You're out of options at that stage. So it's literally only whatever you paid for that flight.
So let's imagine that the flight gets moved, but the new time doesn't suit you.
So can you say,
actually, you know what, there's a flight the day before or the day after. Can I have that one instead?
Yeah. Well, in the first instance, if you opt for an immediate rerouting, they will say, here is the next available flight. It's not going out on Monday. It's going out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now, if you say, I don't want that, they'll say, well, do you want to use your ticket at a later time in the year or do you want a refund?
Okay.
So the other ORs become presented to you then.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Because why I ask that is that we actually, this completely independent of the Aer Lingus situation, in a couple of weeks' time, we have a flight from the UK back to Ireland and it got moved. The time got moved and it was too late. It was coming in too late at night. Mm. And we were allowed to, we just moved, we kind of said, can we go the day before?
Yeah.
I said, yes, yeah. there's space.
And there's
off
no
you
problem.
Go. How about
so
it?
Where there is capacity, and because cancellations are really quite rare in the normal run of things, usually there's capacity somewhere else and usually they can honour that. Now, at the moment, with so many flights being cancelled, 270 flights so far, Saturday's an all-out strike. And in one sense, the all-out strike, I know it's awful, but it's actually nearly clearer. Because at least, you know, if I was going out between 5 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturday, I'm now not going anywhere.
Yes, okay.
Right? It's a binary state. Whereas if it's come along to the airport, we'll do our best not to cancel. Like, that's really, that's hard when you've got a clatter of kids in tow and you've got people waiting and going off to a wedding or whatever. So your 3 hours, rerouting as soon as possible, may not be today. It may not be with Aer Lingus. Rerouting at a later stage or a refund of your money.
So a question has come in on 087 1400 106. Is there a cut-off when it comes to rerouting at a later date? Do you need to redeem it within a certain time frame?
Generally not. I mean, look, it's not like a voucher. You don't get like 5 years worth of it, you know. So generally, it's for people who can reschedule a holiday to another time. So the terms and conditions, when they cancel a flight,
do you have to pick it? So do you have to pick your date kind of almost there and then?
No.
Or can you say, you know what, kind of effectively give me that credit and I'll come back to you in a few months?
That's pretty much what they do. And then you can have a credit for later on in the year or whatever. And lots of people can do that. You know, they might be, certainly business people might say, look, I can go over next Tuesday instead of this Tuesday or whatever, you know. So that's your entitlements. They are your rights. If you find yourself at an airport and the flight is cancelled, you are also entitled by law to what they call care and attention. Now, that usually translates as a voucher
like a
to get a... Well, in Ryanair's case, it's a very generous £4.
Ryanair to kick up the backside or something.
Aer Lingus, I imagine you might even get a sandwich out of them. Who knows? But it's care and attention in the airport. They give you a voucher.
Okay.
Yeah, to buy something. You're not allowed to buy alcohol with it. But I found the barman on my cancelled Ryanair flight, they were fine. They were just saying, here you go. We know you need it. My mother was in a wheelchair. Gosh, I got 2 glasses of wine for the Ryanair voucher. They were fine.
You didn't even give one to your mother.
So you are entitled to what they call care and attention. Now, let me show you how old-fashioned this law is. Care and attention includes a beverage voucher or a meal voucher, right? It includes 2 phone calls and 1 fax.
One fax,
so
that's great.
So if I were you, I would go along to the Aer Lingus
desk. Demand a fax, demand a fax somebody.
No, don't do that. They're doing the rest. So care and attention. Now, where this comes into play, the care and attention law is really important. If you find yourself abroad and you're trying to get home and that flight is cancelled, okay, because you can't hop in a taxi and go home.
Yeah.
So the care and attention in that case can result in a hotel booking, transport to another airport at no extra charge. They will put you up in a hotel, but if they don't or can't, you're entitled to check into one, keep the receipt, and they will give you a refund.
So again, I'm imagining somebody turning up to the airport tomorrow. If I turn up, I'm getting my few vouchers and they'll say, listen, the flight we've got you on is tomorrow.
Yeah.
They know I can go home.
Correct.
The Spanish couple who turn up and they're on their way home from their holiday, they might have to put them up in a hotel for the night.
And usually the airline will either have arrangements for that and they'll say, right, everybody on a bus, we're going to, you know, the Mercure down here in Barcelona, or in some cases, especially in the height of summer, they'll say, well, we can't, we've no time to be doing all that. Go find your own hotel. Try not to book into, you know, 5-star Hilton. But they will refund you then that.
All right.
You're entitled to that ticket refund, by the way, within 7 days. So it will be sorted out.
If the other flight they put you on is more expensive, do you have to pay the difference? No. Okay, so they're footing the bill.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And that's why they don't want to be giving money to other airlines.
Okay. I'm flying to Australia from Ireland with my sister on the 2nd of July. The first leg of the journey was booked with Aer Lingus. Where does that leave us if the flight is cancelled?
Dear me. I'm afraid it leaves you. If the flight is cancelled, all you're entitled to is a rerouting or a refund on that leg of the journey.
So if your first leg is, say, I don't know, Frankfurt
to London,
is a big hub or something.
Yeah.
And you've done that with Aer Lingus and then you're flying Lufthansa to Dubai
or
whatever.
They're not responsible for your connection.
Oh, right. But if you booked all the way to Dubai or all the way to Australia through the Aer Lingus website.
Yeah, but they don't tend to do that. So what you're more likely to do is book to San Fran or somewhere in the States through Aer Lingus. And they might say, we'll get you from here to Dallas and Dallas to San Fran on Aer Lingus. Or here to New York, New York to San Fran. Then that's a full run through and they're responsible for all of that.
All right, okay. But if they've only booked one leg, they're only responsible for that leg, despite the fact you might miss the connecting flights.
And there's the issue. And you know, it is tough, and there are people who are definitely not going to make connectors, and that they seem to be the ones, in my experience, that suffer the most because they're out on the double. Now, that said, we're on to the big topic of insurance, which you know I love, Kieran.
Yes.
So this is precisely why you take out travel insurance, because there is a clause in most policies. Now, sometimes it's an extra you pay for. It's called flight disruption cover. It costs about £8.
Yeah.
Right. But a lot of people don't buy it because they don't understand insurance. That is exactly what that covers. So this leg was cancelled I lost out on my connector. I had to pay for two hotel night accommodation I didn't need. I lost out on that. That's your claim right there from your insurance policy.
Okay. So that's how you get your money back.
Well, it is, as long as you took it out before the 15th of June.
All right, okay. John in Dublin 12 has a question. 087 1400 106. My brother-in-law, who is computer illiterate. Oh, God, an awful thing to say about him. He booked on Aer Lingus flight last Friday to Liverpool. The flight was then changed by Aer Lingus to Manchester on Saturday morning.
Yeah, so the airline can do that. What they'll do is then run a bus or a train to Liverpool.
Okay.
So they'll say, where possible, we will definitely get you to the destination. It mightn't be how you imagined that journey. It's a bit like doing a birth plan.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
You try to do it naturally yeah. and then you end up, you know, coming out through the sunroof. We will get you there. But they may well employ other methods to do that. So that traveller then has a choice. Do I want to do that? Go to Manchester and then get a bus or a train down at no extra cost? Or do I want to take that ticket and use it at a different time yeah. of the year? Or do I want my money back?
But they're so close to each other, Manchester and Liverpool. Mm. I mean, it is just a train journey.
Yeah. Yeah. I was rerouted from Gatwick to Heathrow on a bus. And listen, it's fine. It was silly because you're going all the way out to come all the way back in.
Where's Gatwick?
So Gatwick is...
in the south, isn't
it?
It's
in the south of London.
Okay, yeah.
And Heathrow is kind of to the northwest,
yeah.
I think.
You know. This is a positive story we're after getting in. So rare. We flew Shannon to Alicante last year. The flight was delayed by 3.5 hours. It was a pain, but thankfully didn't cause too many issues. We applied to Ryanair when we got back, as it was over the 3 hours. A few days later, 1,600 quid popped yeah. straight into the bank yeah. account. I nearly passed out. They say.
So here's the thing. Now, this is the other thing we're talking about, because up to now we've been talking about rights under law.
Well, it's okay. One aspect of that is just how successfully Ryanair lower people's expectations.
When they do their job.
When they do the basics of their job, people are so astounded yeah. that a year later they text radio stations.
Yeah. And I don't want to get people's hopes up, but there are two. So we've been talking up to now. The 3 R's are your rights no matter what. Okay? Definite, enshrined by law. They have to do that. Separate to that is a rule called EU 261/2004, which covers additional compensation. You are not always entitled to that. You may be, but you may not be. And that is after they've rerouted you, mm-hmm. after they've done the care and attention, after they've got you to your destination. If it was a real muck up and you got it there a day late or whatever, you may be entitled to an additional amount of compensation, anything from €250 to €600. Now, that depends on the length of the original journey. So 250 for the European hops. So I would always say to people, apply for that. They must send you the form for it. You fill it out, you send it into them and you cross your fingers. So you will get your reroute or your refund. This is the extra. Now, I say cross your fingers because the airlines are going to try and wiggle out of that. All airlines mm-hmm. do. By citing a clause in the law called extraordinary circumstances. In other words, it wasn't our fault your flight got cancelled. Okay? Now, that's usually reserved for things like a fog blanket or
a volcano in Iceland.
Exactly. Who knew? So they can try and wriggle out. Now, technically, they don't have to pay out if there's a strike. However, a number of cases have been brought to the European courts over this and the airlines have lost. So
okay.
increasingly, the law is on the passenger side. So I would say, listen, you've nothing to lose by filling out the form. Send it in and you may well get compensation on top of your refund and your reroute.
Another question in. I have flights booked to Italy in 2 weeks. If I cancel them now, I can book with another company. Could I get a refund?
No,
from
I knew where that question. I'm sorry. No, I knew where that question was going. You won't get a refund. So this
so
is what people
kind of
are
basically hedged
with.
Their bets.
This
they want to
hedge.
Say, "Oh,
it's
listen,
it's a gamble." If it is okay. absolutely 100% vital to you that you need to be at point X, you're going to have to suck up the second fare. So the worst case scenario is you now have two flights going to the same place and you've paid for both and you're on one of them. The best case scenario is the one you took a gamble on is cancelled and you're going to get a refund. But you're never going to know that until the day.
Okay. So anyway, you've got to take the risk, baby. It depends on how important it is to get there. Actually, speaking on how important it is to get to a destination, I suspect I know the answer given what you've said about kind of connecting flights. But if you are flying abroad for a big event, if you're going abroad to get married, or if you're going to Dublin to go to Taylor Swift, for example.
Don't take on the ire of Swifties.
I would not want to put Aer Lingus
management up against the ire of Swifties.
But it doesn't matter, does it? If you go to Aer Lingus and say, sorry, but I'm getting married tomorrow morning.
I know.
They can just say what? well, we'll give you the refund for the flight, but yeah, that's about it. Yeah. We don't care about everything else.
How much do you love
Let
them?
The flowers and
you're going to be married for the rest of your life. This is only a wedding. No, I'm saying that.
I wouldn't worry about the flight to Manchester, as Manchester Airport is actually a quicker journey to Liverpool city centre than John Lennon Airport, because it's all motorway. John Lennon Airport's a headache through the suburbs. So there you go. That person is actually closer to where they want to go. Loads of questions coming in. So Sinead, you might come back.
Will
you? All right. Okay. Sinead's going to come back in about an hour's time. Sinead Ryan is back with me, presenter of The Home Show, consumer rights expert, to answer questions, questions that continue to fly in, Sinead, like this one from Tom.
Yeah.
Flying home to Dublin on Saturday, Sinead, flight changed to Sunday due to the strike. If the strike is called off, does my original flight stand? Oh, that's an interesting one.
And if I ran Aer Lingus, I would definitely want to answer that for you. I don't know is the answer, because we can't know. Because if the flight is called off, and let's hope that both sides, you know, who are now beginning to enter talks, see sense, then they're going to have to rejig all over again. Aer Lingus would be absolutely, their first goal would be to get everything back up and running. The problem is that planes aren't going to be where they're supposed to be, and some pilots aren't going to be where they're supposed to be. So it's going to take a little bit of time to get everybody back in the right position, in the right country, on the right plane. Now, I can't answer that.
There's a possibility that he'll get an email saying your original flight's back up and running, you're on it.
Yes, they will want to do that. And this is why they ask for mobile phone numbers for everybody, so that they can get in touch. I would say to Tom, you know, monitor that, keep the app up. The app is actually very good, because it tells you kind of in line flight, in real time flight information. You should be notified. Other than that, you'll be coming home on Sunday, and they will give you a hotel in London while you're waiting.
Wait till you hear this from Aileen. Oh my God. We had a Ryanair flight to Malaga on Monday the 13th of May. The flight was due to leave at 12:30. We boarded the plane at 12:20. So they're on the plane. It's 12:20, just gone noon. We left the airport at 8:40 that evening. 8 hours and 20 minutes they spent on the plane. We weren't allowed off. We weren't given access to anything to eat. We were allowed bottles of water if we paid for them. We arrived in Malaga at 12:30 at night on Tuesday. We had a bus booked to Granada for 6:30 the Monday, which we obviously missed. There was no buses running that late in the evening. We had to get a hotel room. I'm aware that there were problems at Dublin Airport that day. I applied to Ryanair for compensation. I completed the online form. I sent it in. I was advised that we did not qualify, as the delay was beyond the control of the airline.
Well, Maya too, Aileen, this almost exact thing happened to me as well.
No way.
Except, fortunately,
I'd lose the will to live.
In
I'd
my case,
eating the people around me. Be like that movie Alive. To be gnawing on them.
I happened to be lucky or unlucky enough not to actually get on the plane. We were stuck in the airport for a flight that went out at 12:30 noon, and we got out at 9:10. That night. So look, my normal suggestion here would be, they are supposed to provide you with what's called care and attention. We've talked about this before. You should have asked for your facts, your free facts.
Yeah.
But food and water, absolutely, as an absolute minimum, should be provided. Okay, so that's really, really bad form by the airline. Secondly, I wouldn't often accept the first pushback from Ryanair when they say you're not due compensation. This would be a clear case where it's delayed, but the flight actually goes off. The compensation, it packs in after 2 hours delay. Okay, 2 hours up to 1500 kilometre flight, 3 hours thereafter. Okay. So I don't know how long Malaga is, but it would strike me that you were there a lot longer than 3 hours, and therefore you ought to be entitled €250. Or they should have got you back off the plane, rerouted you back around, and at least let you stay in the airport or go home. Now, what I would suggest to you is to contact the Irish Aviation Authority, iaa.ie. You will find the form for compensation there. Because you've gone through the airline and they've refused, that allows the regulator now to take up your case and make a decision on it. Right?
Okay.
The answer may be the same, but now they'll have to tell you why. And you may be lucky.
All right. Keep fighting the good fight. Aileen Caroline says, I am flying to Verona on July 16th with Aer Lingus. If the flight gets cancelled, will Aer Lingus give me a minimum of 7 days notice? Because I've got a hotel booked in Lake Garda costing $3,000 and I've cancellation for 6 days before we arrive. Very stressed, says Caroline.
Well, I think Caroline is right to be very stressed. And this is probably the most stressful of all situations because you are playing a juggling act now. Do you cancel and lose your deposit? Do you pay and maybe lose your flight? Okay, so it is a tough one. No, they do not have to give you 7 days notice. They don't even have to give you 7 hours notice. If the flight is cancelled, you can be at the airport, you can be on the plane and the flight can be cancelled. So there's no requirement. The 7 days and the 14 days came about because 7 days, 14 days is the trigger for additional compensation. So the airline was looking for the pilots to give them 7 days notice. But of course, the customer has hardly any rights here. So I would say to Caroline, look, honestly, you're not going to know. July 16th is a very long time away. If you are not going, if this strike is still going on by the July 16th, Aer Lingus is in far more trouble than it is now. In other words, it would be cheaper just to pay the pilots for the next 10 years rather than carry on this strike. So I would imagine, don't hold me to it, that this whole thing will be sorted out long before then. But no, they don't have to give you notice and you are just going to have to take a call on this. It's pretty tough. Now, you do say you have to cancellation up to 6 days before arrival. That gives you till July 10th before you have to make any decision.
Right, Caroline. Not the answer you were probably hoping for, but it's the answer nonetheless. That's the reality. We booked flights, Sinead, Dublin to Lanzarote, return 28th of December to 4th of January with, is it Vueling?
Vueling Airlines. Vueling Airlines. Spanish airline, yeah.
Via Barcelona. Vueling have changed this from the 27th of December to the 3rd. So going out a day before, coming home a day early, which we agreed to. They have most recently contacted us to change the return flight to the 1st of January, which shortens our holiday significantly. Additionally, there's now an 11-hour layover in Barcelona rather than a 2-hour layover. I've contacted them over 2 weeks ago to discuss this and I've yet to hear from them. Cancelling with Vueling and going instead with Ryanair/Aer Lingus is prohibitively expensive, so we don't have many options in relation to a return refund for the 3rd of January as we cannot afford alternatives. What are our rights?
There's no amount of Gaudi that would make an 11-hour layover in Barcelona worthwhile, although it's a lovely city. This is an awful situation. This is incredibly bad service from Vueling. Vueling is part of the IAG group, which Aer Lingus is also part of. It's a Spanish airline. It would be considered a low-cost carrier, which is probably why you're getting rubbish service. You are entitled effectively to a refund in this case, because remember, it's more than 14 days before you're due to go. They're giving you tons and tons of notice and that's all they have to provide you with. No additional compensation and really it's a take it or leave it situation.
Okay.
Now, what you could do is ask the airline, can you take the tickets and use them at a different time of the year? In other words, could you reroute your holiday? Now, look, this might be difficult because you're going during school holidays. I don't know your circumstances. But it may be that, no, that's the only time we can go. What you could do, possibly, maybe, is get a refund on one of the legs and stay the few extra days and get another airline to fly you back. They might be prepared to do that for you. OK, so you're going to be entering into a little bit of negotiation here. Unfortunately, you're not entitled to any additional compensation. So all that you're going to be able to do is either take a full refund and go elsewhere or negotiate a reroute at a different time.
All right. Listen, I hope that has answered your question. Sinead, thank you very much for answering all of those questions.
And all rights, IAA.ie, you'll find a fantastic plethora of rights there and exactly what you can and can't do.
All right. That's the Irish Aviation Authority. You can Google that or IAA.ie, as Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show, says. Sinead, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.